From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the week of November 2nd, 2020. This episode is a revised version of an episode from November 2012. This U.S. election week, we feature famous music and a history mystery. Have a listen for about 40 seconds and see if you know how this song connects to eight historic Virginians who all had important career connections to water. If you guessed the U.S. presidency, you are right. You've been listening to Hail to the Chief, played by the U.S. Army Band. Since 1815, this song has been used to announce and honor U.S. presidents. Virginia is the birthplace of eight presidents, and water-based events and issues influence the life and legacy of each, as the following examples show. Prior to becoming the first president, George Washington recognized the importance of naval strategy in the Revolutionary War and led battles and movements involving various rivers, including the Hudson, Delaware, and York. Third president, Thomas Jefferson, faced maritime challenges by Great Britain, France, and pirates. Fourth president, James Madison, led the United States into the War of 1812 with Britain, in part over obstruction of shipping and capture of sailors. Fifth president, James Monroe, stretched the country's sphere of influence from the Atlantic to the Pacific by declaring in 1823 that the United States would not tolerate further European colonization in the Western Hemisphere. Ninth president, William Henry Harrison's 1840 presidential campaign slogan, Tippecanoe and Tyler II, was based on his military operations in 1811 against the Shawnees on the Tippecanoe River in Indiana Territory. 10th President John Tyler's administration negotiated the 1842 Webster-Ashburton Treaty with Britain, which established the international border through the Great Lakes, provided for open navigation in that area, and called for joint efforts by the two countries to suppress slave trading along the coast of Africa. 12th President Zachary Taylor's administration negotiated the 1850 Clayton-Bulwer Treaty with Britain, which guaranteed access for both countries to any future canal across Central America between the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans. And 28th President Woodrow Wilson led the nation into World War I, in large part over attacks in the Atlantic Ocean by German submarines on U.S. ships. Water was an important part of the life story of these Virginia-born presidents. Time will tell how that may also be true for the person steering the U.S. ship of state come January 20th, 2021. Thanks to the U.S. Army Band for making this week's music available for public use. And we close with one more flourish from Hail to the Chief. Virginia Water Radio is produced by the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, part of Virginia Tech's College of Natural Resources and Environment. For more Virginia Water sounds, music, or information, visit us online at virginiawaterradio.org or call the Water Center at 540-231-5624. Thanks to Ben Cosgrove for his version of Shenandoah to open and close this episode. In Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.